This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's local governments are getting more control over drilling near their land. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Oil and gas reservoirs do not follow property lines. It's not always possible to drill for oil and gas on one piece of land without taking in some of the resources from neighboring lots, too. You might have run across this idea in the movie There Will Be Blood.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. I drink your milkshake!
When it's done legally, this is called forced pooling, a practice where drillers can get the right to extract a neighbor's oil and pay them for it. But now, under a new law signed by the governor, local governments will be exempt from the threat of forced pooling, meaning they won't have to allow drillers to extract oil and gas from reservoirs beneath public land. Places like Boulder County say the power will help them protect their open spaces. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Voters in Pueblo may have a chance to overturn the city council's recent ban on syringe access programs. Council members said the exchange has led to too many used syringes littering public places. An effort to overturn the ban has a little under a month to gather 1,400 signatures from Pueblo residents. If that's successful, the ban would be paused until voters decide in November. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera is back home after nearly a week in the hospital. The governor's office said Primavera developed an arm infection from a cancer procedure years ago. She entered the hospital Wednesday and stayed for observation. Primavera has been lieutenant governor since 2019. She's first in line to succeed the governor and heads several state offices on topics including health care and disabilities. It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado, highs near 80 along the Front Range, mid-80s or close to 90 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.